أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قاف والقرآن المجيد. In the previous surah, Allah explained the adab and etiquette directly of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in turn the etiquette and adab of all our elders. And Allah Ta'ala ended the surah that it is not just sufficient to say I'm a Muslim, but that we must be Muslims. So in this surah, Allah Ta'ala explains to us what are those things that we have to do to become genuine and true Muslims. That is to believe in the Quran Sharif, and then of how Allah Ta'ala had created us, the beginning of creation of mankind, what man loves through in his life, and then the ma'ad, the end result, the akhirah, the day of Qiyamah, etc., what that life will be. All that is discussed here in the surah. So Allah takes a qasam qaf, the meaning of which is known only to Allah Ta'ala, wal Qur'an al-Majid. Qasam hai us Qur'an bari shan wali ki. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the Qur'an Sharif, which is a very great and honorable kitab. So when Allah Ta'ala is taking this qasam, Allah Himself is absolute truth. And what he speaks is also only the truth, and he makes the truth manifest. But in spite of that, Allah is in no need of taking qasam, but Allah is taking qasam to impress upon us that the subject matter for which Allah is taking qasam is very, very important, and something that we should give great attention to. وَالْعَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ بلکہ ان کو تعجب ہوا کہ آیا ان کے پاس درد سنانے والا. But the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, they got surprised and they were astonished, and they could not conceive and understand that Allah had sent a messenger to them to warn them of the consequences of this life. What will happen, how we live in this life, what the consequences will be of the year after. And that is the message of the Quran and the purpose of the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. تو کہنے لگے منکر یہ تعجب کی چیز ہے. These non-believers, they said, this is a very surprising thing that Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent somebody to warn us. We just carrying on with our lives. We're like, if somebody comes and advise us also today, we say, who are you to tell me? Why, what you got to do with me? Well, we even go further, I'm going to be in my qabr, you'll be in your qabr. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. Like that, they wanted to be left alone just to do what they wanted to, and they didn't want to be told what they must be told. And this is a weakness that we also have. We don't like to be told by anyone, and we get upset when somebody tells us. أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا ذَلِكَ رَجْعٌ بَعِيدٌ. کیا جب ہم مر چکے اور ہو جائیں مٹی پھر آنا بہت دور سے ہے. بہت دوری کی بات ہے. That what? When we die and we are turned into sand, we are going to be brought back to life again? No, this we cannot comprehend. This cannot happen. They just could not understand that how could this happen. In Bukhari Sharif there is a riwayat, a person of the Bani Israel, of the people of before, he told his children, when I die, you must burn my body, make it ash, and then spread my on a windy day or in the sea, you must spread this ash everywhere. So, because he said, I didn't live a good life, I didn't fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. He died, his sons did that exactly with him. And then Allah gathered him in one moment, one second. Allah said, kun, and he was a human in front. He was presented. Allah asked, why did you do what you did? He said, in your fear. Allah said, if you fear me, then go, I forgive you. So the fear of Allah to not be daring and bold and say that I'm going to my qabr, I'll sort myself out, I'll do this, that is very, very dangerous. A person should always be very, very fearful of the adab of Allah Ta'ala, the anger and the wrath of Allah. He must fear it all the time. قَدْ عَلِمْنَا مَا تَنْقُسُ الْأَرْضُ مِنْهُمْ. ہم کو معلوم ہے جتنا گھٹاتی ہے زمین ان میں سے. We know exactly how much the earth is making less of them. How people are dying, people are getting less in the world, and they are going under the ground. We are fully aware of all this, that how the earth is making people becoming less and less all the time. وَعِنْدَنَا كِتَابٌ حَفِيظٌ. اور ہماری پاس کتاب ہے جس میں سب کچھ محفوظ ہے. And besides that knowledge of ours, we have got it recorded by us also in a kitab. In the Lawh-e Mahfooz, everything is recorded and was recorded before everything happened. Allah created the pen and told the pen kun that it was right. And the pen wrote whatever was going to happen. The pen kept on writing, and everything is recorded there. And it is fully in the knowledge of Allah. Allah doesn't have to refer to the kitab to find out what is happening. So all this, whatever the happenings in the world, Allah Ta'ala is fully aware. بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءُهُمْ فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. کوئی نہیں پر جھٹلاتے ہیں سچے دین کو جب ان تک پہنچا سو وہ پرے رہے الجی ہوئی بات میں. But the matter of the fact is that these people have falsified the truth. They don't want to accept the truth. When the truth came to them, Allah sent His Nabi to them. And with the Nabi, He sent His Quran. And the message came clear and manifest to them. But they falsified and denied it. And all that resulted, they fell in great confusion. Because mankind has to accept a creator, otherwise how did the creation come into existence? Mankind has to accept a controller of the affairs of the world, otherwise how are the affairs of the world running? If we thinking we are doing it man, our own life is not in our control. Our health is not in our control. Our heart, our eyes are not in our control. So how can we be doing it who have got no control over anything? So a person has to accept that there is a creator, a controller, the being to whom we are going to return. And when a person doesn't accept it, then he falls into great confusion. Like the Christians, what they believe of Trinity. They believe in three gods or one God is three. So they have fallen into great confusion which they cannot prove in any way. So therefore, a person should accept the messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept the Quran Sharif, he will find all his confusion will be eliminated. And then he will have proper, the more he makes effort, and that is what the previous surah ended on, that make effort on your iman, that your iman becomes strong, and have conviction, and total devotion towards this iman which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.